Are you okay?
Let's talk.
A little cough.
Are you all right?
I was feeling like I was entering a new world with new things bombarding my body, such as the voice that I'm hearing joining me on this radio show.
This is Lee Papa. I am the Rude Pundit. You can read me at rudepundit.blogspot.com.
Is that it? Are you done now?
Yep, good night.
Okay, good night, everybody. Hey, everybody, welcome to Cheater and the Rude. As you heard, that's Lee Papa. He, as I've been telling you each week, has been on a secret mission to find out if everyone's asshole smells the same. And he's halfway through, and he's back here. I am Jeff Chrysler, his co-host, who has been hiding. Anyway, it's too busy a week to talk about the smells of assholes. Welcome back, Lee. Good to hear your voice again.
Yeah, I'm here. I was just wondering, if it was such a secret mission, why were you telling him? Now people will be looking for me to smell their assholes. Good job, Jeff Chrysler.
I am just using your asshole smelling as cover for Edward Snowden, I think. And he is actually cover for your real mission, which, of course, I'm not going to describe here because then it wouldn't be secret anymore.
It would be to gay marry Edward Snowden.
Yes, and I would just like to say right now, before it becomes an awkward thing to say, that gay people can have weddings, but they have to be catered by Paula Deen, and none of her employees will get to vote. Good night, everybody. That's the week's news. We will talk to you next week.
Can I say something about Paula Deen? Am I allowed?
Yeah. I mean, there's so much. Paula Deen on another week would actually be a jumping-off point of some interesting talk. So you jump off, and we're not going to get to everything, but let's go where we go.
Well, we could go wherever you'd like. We could start with Paula Deen. We don't have to.
Just tell me, I know what I think about Paula Deen, but I believe that perhaps coming from the South, such as you do, you might have a slightly different perspective.
Well,
really?
Hello?
Really? Oh, is that happening right now?
That is happening.
Is that me? No, that was
no. I'm not a cell. I don't think they make those noises.
That was Edward Snowden.
That was the NSA, because I said I was going to gay marry Edwards. He's not my type.
It could be. That anyway. Was like a Guy Fieri.
Anyway, so, yeah, my first thought with her. It was, is there anybody out there that didn't think she had ever said nigger? No. I mean, was this really a surprise to anybody? To me, this is comparable to people being shocked. That James Gandolfini died of a heart attack. You know, it would have been the shock would have been if he'd have died of starvation. So,
but has the news story ever been the actual news story, or is it always something that isn't the news?
Here's the other thing that bugs me. You want to know the other thing that bugs me?
Of course.
I mean, again, I don't give a shit about Paula Deen. I don't care. Her recipes, who gives a shit? Her show was boring. It was let's watch this fat white woman eat bad food.
It's not even good food porn, because it's just like, here, have some sugar. You know, I'd rather see like
There's a certain audience for whom that fetish works.
Oh,
but
absolutely. I'm saying, as far as I think I feel with you, that it's a boring show to me. Because it's not my type of food porn. Like, I'll consider and will eat food that's bad for me, but I want it to be.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, you know, I can't count the number of times I've, you know, masturbated to Nigella Lawson. So, so anyway, the other thing I was thinking about it was, she was under oath at a deposition, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. She was under oath. Would people, obviously the lesson here is lie under oath if you think it's going to destroy your career otherwise.
Sure. Although, you know, the Paula Deen who's not on meth, a.k.a. Martha Stewart, her problem was an obstruction of justice and essentially a lying under oath. That got her in some trouble, but she didn't lose everything. The whole Paula Deen thing is just, A, you're right, how does this shatter her image? How does this shatter her corporate image? It's part of her corporate image. She's an old-timey Southern woman who gives you food to feel good. And frankly, as much as I couldn't care for the show and couldn't care what happens to her, I think she's like a perfect avatar for our time. Like, we have important issues from racism to the future of our country that we should talk about. But instead, we call people names, long for the past, and eat our feelings. And
yeah.
She perfectly represents that.
It was like, to veer into something else that went on this week, it was like today at the Trayvon Martin trial. I'm sorry, not the trial, the trial of George Zimmerman for murdering Trayvon Martin.
But ironically, you are giving the defense attorney's point of view, which is that it's a Trayvon Martin trial. But
right, exactly.
Continue.
But you know, there was, what was her name,
Rachel Jeantel.
Yeah, she was, who was just awesome. She's like my new hero. And who you know, the defense attorney kept coming back to that that Trayvon Martin on the phone said that there was a crazy-ass cracker following him. As if somehow him saying there's a crazy-ass cracker following him, it allows George Zimmerman, gives George Zimmerman the right to kill him. I didn't even get what that was. He would have been better telling another knock-knock joke.
Yeah. Do you think he's just trying to set up an ineffective counsel appeal?
I think that's already been accomplished.
Well, he's just, I mean, kind of clearly has no case. I mean, it'll be interesting to see if playing on certain Southern prejudice. I mean, I don't know exactly what the rules are. If you got to have unanimous jury or 10 out of 12. Wait, there aren't even it's six.
There's
people.
Six. There's six.
Right. There's
six women.
I mean, that's the thing. As a defense attorney, all you need is one. All you need is to get one person to think that all black people are liars. And that's sort of a strategy.
But, you know, frankly, if George Zimmerman had been stalking me, I'd have told somebody, holy shit, there's a crazy-ass cracker following me.
Yeah. I would not have. You know what, the trial is something I actually just was trying to catch up on. This is one of those weeks where I can't keep up on every story. Like, I think you're probably similar, that you consider yourself something of a news junkie, if that's an appropriate term. But you just, there's a lot happened this week, Lee. The Supreme Court had many decisions.
Yes, it did.
Of course, wisely saving the headline of gay marriage for the end so that we'd forget about the other headlines of if you're an employee, you can bend over and take it.
Yes, yes.
And if you're somebody we don't want to be represented in the Congress, you can bend over and take it. By the way, I actually thought, I don't know if I can coherently make this point, but the idea of essentially approving gerrymandering to create whatever sort of voting district you want, which is what the Voting Rights Act will do, even if you take race out of it, just whatever kind of district you want, would affect the ability of someone like Tammy Duckworth to call bullshit on all the bullshit. Now, you may know, Lee, but I don't know if I'll listen to that. Tammy Duckworth is a double amputee, I believe, but also triple amputee.
Double amputee, yes.
Injured in war. Elected a great victory over what's his name, that terrible guy, one of the terrible Tea Party guys.
Wasn't it Joe Walsh?
Joe Walsh. Yeah, Joe Walsh. And she was on the, I don't do details well, but basically she's on the committee, and someone's testifying before a committee about how his company deserves all of these government contracts because he's an injured vet, and it's like he has hangnail from like a training exercise 40 years ago.
No, even better. He had broken his ankle or fractured his ankle when he played high school football.
Right. And so he's using that to qualify for government money, basically. And Tammy Duckworth basically just said to him, hey, cry me a effing river. And she's there. And you know, these are the people that the powers that be don't want represented, don't want asking questions, because they will call bullshit. I mean, all of it, just calling bullshit all of the small government people that make all of their living off of big government, all of the oil companies that don't pay any royalties but then fund people to say we need to have smaller government, all of the, like, hypocrisy, all of the revolving doors, all of the backdoor dealing, like, when you get real people that have the real ailments and real difficulties in a position to ask the questions, you're in trouble. But if you can just gerrymander and make sure only Daryl Issa ever has the microphone, you're going to be fine. You're going to get to do whatever you want because Daryl Issel will take your grease money.
Who's our engineer? Is it Giselle or who's there?
It's not Giselle. It is the lovely young lady whose name I'm going to forget, and that means she's probably going to cut us off. God damn it.
What's your name, you lovely young lady?
She has texted me to say BRB. I believe that means be right back in millennials.
Oh, it's not like her name is Merb.
She's back. All right. Now she's saying sorry back, and she's going to text. She's going to instant message me her name in 5, 4, 3, 2. Sorry, we don't have time for this.
No, I was going to send her. I was going to send her the audio of what you're talking about.
Oh, you don't do that. There's plenty of issues to talk about, and I have other audio. I have audio of somebody. So, okay, so Zimmerman and Duckworth.
Yeah, and, we're building up.
And, you know, the Senate adjourned today without dealing with student loans.
But they did pass the doomed immigration reform bill that everybody's like saying, oh, look, they did it.
Yeah, that'll die out. Wasn't there some final nail in the coffin on the NSA? Not the NSA scandal, the IRS.
Oh, the IRS scandal?
Oh, yeah, because progressives came out and were like, yeah, we got targeted too. And
it wasn't just the progressives. It was actually in that testimony that was released that, you know, somebody said, yeah, we also looked at progressive organizations. And it was a progressive, actually, that said you should look at things like Occupy, things that have the name Occupy.
Right. It's just like it was a conservative that was the one that to target the Tea Party.
They're doing their fucking job.
But anyway, that was noise that got ignored. I don't want to talk about Anthony Weiner.
No, fuck Anthony Weiner.
I'm just looking at all. It was considered.
I want to know some of your jokes. You said you had some jokes. Give me jokes.
That's a lot of pressure, Lee.
Yeah, it is. Come on, comedian. Be funny.
Well, are we ready to talk about gay rights? I mean.
Yeah, I'm ready to talk gay. Are you going to ask me to marry you on the air? Because I'm just not ready. I'm not prepared for this moment.
I love transgender.
It may be one that I've been waiting for a long time, but I'm not prepared.
Well, that's fine. I understand. A lot of people have been saying they're not going to get married until gay people can get married. A lot of gay people said, well, I would marry you. But they're not going to. No, our love transcends traditional marriage. I think marriage is an outdated institution. And to all of our listeners out there, that is a proposal for you to get out of your mom's basement and come make love to me. All right. So gay marriage was essentially upheld. Not declared legal, but...
It was a good thing.
And, of course, there was a predictable backlash that Anthony Kennedy was outlawing God, which, of course, he was. This should be considered a victory for bigots. Bigots should not be cursing this decision, but if gay people get married, they're not going to have kids. They can't have kids. And if they're not allowed to get married, they'll have to have sham marriages and have, like, half gay, half straight babies, and eventually everyone's going to look like Prince. I wasn't very committed to that, Lee, because I don't feel like doing jokes. Okay, what we have here is real.
Yes, we do. We do. And one day, you know, I will make an honest man of you. One day.
Poor Paula Deen. It's like putting lipstick on a pig and then greasing that pig up and stuffing it with a turducken. I want to talk about Wendy Davis and Texas.
Wendy Davis? Do we have a sound clip for that?
I don't know. Have you sent anybody any sound clips?
No, I don't, because I don't know anybody's name. Nobody's informed me of who to be in touch with.
It's just an email address. You don't need a name.
Well, New Giselle hasn't given me her name.
All right, well, New Giselle. And by the way, let's be honest, Giselle could be a male or female name. We'll give you her name. Gazelle is her name.
Gazelle?
Yeah, that's what she's saying on my instant messaging. I find that very difficult to believe.
Yes,
but
yes.
You know what? If Giselle is going to be replaced by Gazelle, I see a definite gay marriage in the future at PRN Studios.
Yes, I want our marriage to be consummated on the air.
What do you think?
Am I making you uncomfortable, Jeff? Am I?
No, but the heat is. Like, I turn off the air conditioning in my office just so it makes a lot of noise. And it's very, I'm feeling very moist.
Yeah, I didn't turn off my air conditioning.
Okay, here's the thing about Wendy Davis.
Why don't you tell the people who Wendy Davis is?
Wendy Davis was the Texas senator, state senator, who effectively filibustered a very draconian abortion law in Texas that would have effectively shut down all of Texas's abortion clinics. One of my favorite parts of the law was that doctors performing an abortion had to be within like 20 miles of a hospital. And this is Texas. Like, nothing's within 20 miles of anything. But she effectively filibustered. I mean, it was more complicated than that. Like, Texas state legislature, they meet for like 3 days out of the year. They had a midnight cutoff for when any legislation had to be passed. And she filibustered until, I think, 11, maybe 10. And then after that, became motions and shouting. And there was like a move. And the Republicans tried to say that the vote was counted. But it actually happened after midnight. Then somebody tried to change the official record to show that it wasn't, but people caught it online. And to me, the best part about this was that the Republicans, Texas Republicans, were done in by a filibuster and electronic surveillance. The two things.
And just to add another layer of what they were done in by, they were done in partially by a raucous crowd.
Right.
Preventing the vote.
Right. Sort of like the old Tea Party ginned up town meetings.
No, or go back further. What stopped the count in Florida?
Oh, right. The little Brooks Brothers Brigade.
Yes.
Hey, what's good for the goose is willing to be stuffed with turducken and fed to Paula Deen in prison.
That's your second turducken reference tonight.
I think turducken is a good shorthand for Paula Deen, like, essence. I mean, isn't that what she's given to America? She wants to stuff America with as much meat as possible. Like, if there was a deep-fried turducken covered in Crisco, that would be... Doesn't Paula Deen sort of look like Martha Stewart on meth? I mean, she's... Anyway. So, Wendy Davis had this, you know, relatively heroic filibuster in the sense that, unlike in the national Senate, the U.S. Senate, where you can basically just say, I'm going to filibuster this, and that's it. This is actually a genuine Mr. Smith goes to Hollywood filibuster, and even more serious than that, because she couldn't lean on her desk, she couldn't have any help, she couldn't take a break, she had to stay germane. That was a big issue about whether or not she was on topic. She did a tremendous job. Like, I think all the people that were trying to stop her, none of the men could have done that. It's sort of like none of the men could have done 11 hours of physical work like she did. None of the men could have carried a baby to full term. You know, if men had to carry a baby to full term, abortion wouldn't be legal. It'd be mandatory. This is where you just say, wow, Jeff, that is that's impressive.
You're right. You're right. Your perceptions are correct.
Anyway, so... she held it off, and then, of course, the next day, Rick Perry decided to call another special session of the Senate just to get this bill passed. And, of course, in his calling for the special session, I enjoyed him saying the filibuster was a hijacking of democracy.
Yes.
Quite ironic. That prevents the people's work from getting done. Also ironic. And then he sort of insulted Wendy Davis.
Well, what he was doing was he was talking in front of the National Right to Life Committee convention. And
he forgot that cameras record video?
he just decided that he was going to, he gave this speech to them. This was today. This was actually this morning in Dallas. He said that, and what he said about Wendy Davis was about her being a single mom. He said that, he said, in fact, the even the woman who filibustered the Senate the other day was born in difficult circumstances, the daughter of a single mother and a teenage mother herself. She managed to eventually graduate from Harvard Law School and serve in the Texas Senate. It's just unfortunate she hasn't learned from her own example that every life must be given a chance to realize its full potential, that every life is precious.
Yeah, I love that. She hasn't learned her lesson is basically what she's saying, because she's obviously, if she's speaking out, she's obviously the six-year-old.
Right. Well, but you know what's funny is that Davis actually had given a speech where she talked about how women's health clinics, family planning clinics, played a role in helping her.
Of course.
She gave a speech in March at a Planned Parenthood rally where she said, I had a child when I was very young, and I was a single mother struggling to make my way into an education arena. None of that would have been possible had I not been able to exercise decision-making about my own family planning in the future. Planned Parenthood in Fort Worth for 4 to 5 years was my only health care. Think about the women in Texas today who have relied so much on Planned Parenthood to provide those same services, women who we know now do not have that access.
Yeah.
And now they're going to close 37 out of 42 family planning clinics in Texas.
Yeah. Well, that
so really, fuck Rick Perry. Fuck that guy. Fuck him.
Well, fuck all the people that are, like, going against Planned Parenthood. I mean, this is abortion is the issue that's preventing us from getting anything done. Because, you know what, Planned Parenthood isn't even about what are they, I mean, what the number 3%, some small percent on actually anything related to abortion, and the rest of it is providing health care, providing opportunities for people A, to plan their family so they don't have unwanted pregnancy, and B, if something happens, like Wendy Davis, have the support to make it through a difficult time. I mean, it's a red herring, a red flag, it's just something that they're shouting about so people will follow them, but it's not even not an issue. It's a destructive issue. Even for,
Are you okay? Did you just burst a gasket? What happened?
I wish people would even think a little bit sometimes. You know, you get rid of Planned Parenthood, you get more abortions in worse conditions. You get more people in worse situations.
My other favorite thing that Perry said in his speech, you want to know?
Tell me.
He said he talked about 80,000 unborn children are lost to abortion each year. Every time I hear that statistic, it breaks my heart. Nearly 80,000 lives lost before taking their first breath. And I read that and I thought, but if they haven't taken a breath, how are they alive?
Because they don't put their brain together.
I hate all of. I hate everybody. At this point, I just fucking hate everybody.
I know, me too. I mean, it's great that we recognize some gay rights. I mean, it is it is nice to be alive during a civil rights moment. But pretty much everything else that came down was a big fuck you to just reasonable behavior. Like, I never understood, like, why businesses, why don't they see that supporting the development of a healthy populace is good for them? Like, whether it's education or healthcare, just then they don't have to, they have a healthy workforce, an educated workforce and consumers. Why don't they see that? Why do they have to, like, have the only immediate goal of getting financial gain right now? You know, I mean, it sort of is weird to me because businesses actually have come out in favor of immigration reform and gay marriage because they've seen the economic interest there. But all these other issues, it's just like the Cato Institute, which is basically like Business Institute, I think they went like 13-3 this year or this term in the Supreme Court on cases that they filed a brief for. That's ridiculous. That's ultimately going to be the bigger thing. That's going to be stuff that affects everybody's life, is the economic decisions.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and those aren't even thought about or understood.
You know, I just don't. There's something that's so obvious that is to possibly, you know, do something to support people. I've lost my train of thought. I'm sorry.
Well, that's good. Look, this is why we don't do the show every week, because it's frustrating. Like, even the week when there's big news, it's just the stupidity is overwhelming.
But why don't we end by talking about the happy news of the week? Why don't we end by saying, you know, yeah, there's been a lot of shitty news this week. We haven't even talked about, you know, the limiting of the Voting Rights Act. But, you know, we've only got a couple minutes left. Why don't we end by talking about the happy news, which is that not only was the Defense of Marriage Act overturned by the Supreme Court in a decision that made Antonin Scalia, you know, practically rip his own underwear off and eat it.
I love comparing his dissent to Ginsburg's dissent the day before in the Voting Rights Act, just in tone and style. But anyway.
Yes. You mean Ginsburg's dissent that Alito rolled his eyes at?
Yeah.
And then also that because they took the wimpiest fucking way possible out of the Prop 8 decision, the decision whether or not the overturning of Proposition 8, which outlawed gay marriage in same-sex marriage in California and was later overturned by a court, they allowed that to stand because they said those who brought it didn't have standing to bring a lawsuit. So,
it's true for what it's worth. I mean, that kind of goes to the point. Like, no one gets hurt by gay marriage. Like,
right.
Me, yeah. So anyway, so you're saying there's time for sunshine.
There's time
for rainbows.
Well, you know, we all like this is great. It's very important. But, you know, these are the crumbs from the table of power that we get to get. And so we should enjoy our crumbs while
that's
powerful.
That was the last decision. That's why that was the last day. So that's the flavor we walk out with. We walk out with the taste of a little bit of brown sugar, a little bit of ice cream.
Instead of the taste of the chamber. Or the taste of the Chamber of Commerce's cock in our mouth.
You know what? If you'd been really good, you would have circled it back to the asshole mission that you're on, the tasting of people's asshole.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And next time, when we do this show, you will complete the circle. Would you like to sign us awfully? Oh, and don't forget to tell people that the final edition is on next, and the final edition has an album that's about to drop.
The final edition, Radio Hour, has an album that's about to drop.
Boom.
And I bet it features some people that maybe does it feature anybody might have heard of besides you and the lovely Tony Andra?
A lot of people, Lee. Tell everybody your name and your Twitter and let's get out of here.
My name is Lee Papa. You can find me at Rude Pundit on the Twitter.
I'm Jeff Chrysler at Jeff Chrysler. This has been another episode of Cheater on the Rude. It's been a long week. We're really exhausted, and hopefully the world will keep spinning, and we'll talk to you again sometime.
Adios. What about